A plume of toxic chemicals has been spreading slowly for 60 years underground near the former Northrop Grumman plant in Bethpage on Long Island. It was formed by a chemical that the defense contractor used to build fighter jets for the U.S. Navy. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently ordered state testing of groundwater in the area to see if and when the plume might pose a danger to people who live nearby. Jessica Opatich spoke with some concerned residents, including someone who used to work at the plant.
Tony Becker worked as an engineer at the Grumman plant in the late 60s. Becker says that at the time, there wasn't much concern about environmental contamination.
People had jobs, and, you know, the government was buying the jets. You know, they wanted those planes, and it was all about Vietnam. That was it.
Becker says one chemical Grumman used to build those jets was trichloroethylene, or TCE. It's now a known carcinogen, but back then it was used as a lubricant at the plant. It seeped into the groundwater for decades, and it created a plume now 3 miles long that continues to spread about a foot a day towards the ocean. Becker now lives with his son Anthony in Massapequa. Their town sits on the plume's path between the plant and the ocean. Anthony Becker is a recent college graduate, and he studied Long Island water issues. He's concerned about the plume, so he takes precautions.
What is this?
That's a Brita filter.
And what does that do?
It filters the water.
So, and who's drinking that? Are you drinking that?
We all are. If you're drinking water, you're drinking that.
Long Islanders like the Becker family rely on groundwater. That water comes from an aquifer that a majority of Nassau County and half of Suffolk County sit on top of. Henry Bakanovich leads the Long Island Groundwater Research Institute at Stony Brook University. He says elevated levels of TCE that have been found in the plume could be dangerous, but he says the plume does not pose a threat to the entire aquifer.
The aquifer is not like a swimming pool where, you know, you put ink in one end and it spreads throughout the whole pool.
Bakanovich says it's made up of wet sand, with many streams of water pushing towards the ocean at different depths.
The flow of water tends to be confined in fairly narrow strings, so a contamination at one point will exist as a plume, a long, narrow feather of contaminated water flowing slowly towards the shoreline.
Grumman started to pay for the treatment of groundwater in the affected area in 1990. And then the company and the Navy began to identify and treat other areas in and around Bethpage that have tested for high levels of TCE. Adrian Esposito heads the advocacy group Citizens Campaign for the Environment. She says Grumman and the Navy aren't doing enough.
They don't want to intercept the plume, filter it, and treat it before it gets to the drinking water wells. Instead, they want it to actually get to these drinking water wells that service hundreds and thousands of people and treat it at that point.
Esposito and local politicians, like Assemblyman Joseph Saladino, have demanded a permanent solution. Saladino spoke at a press conference in Massapequa last month.
We would like to stop the migration of the plume and clean it up once and for all. And that can be done, and it can be done reasonably.
Saladino has called for the construction of a $70 million groundwater treatment facility, and he wants the Navy and Northrop Grumman to bear the lion's share of the cost.
That facility would have to be up and running for 35 years, and we would clean up every part of the aquifer system that our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren will be enjoying for years to come.
The Navy and Northrop Grumman have not agreed to fund a new facility, but they both say they will continue to test and treat groundwater in affected areas. Governor Cuomo is not satisfied that will be enough, so the state will begin its own testing soon. And the Massapequa Water District hopes to start its own tests next month. Jessica Opatich, WSHU News.